From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, how 2 free years of community college classes might change the game for education and standards for quality of life. First, a step toward healing amid racial strife across America. Bishop T.D. Jakes and Christian leaders met yesterday to use their high profiles to help address the issue. Bill Zeeble reports.
He may not be as famous as some of the others who trekked to the Potter's House in southern Dallas, but Bishop Harry Jackson, who leads Hope Christian Church in Washington, D.C., carried the message these pastors support. He wants Congress to pass a bipartisan bill by Cory Booker and Rand Paul. The REDEEM Act would make it easier for those just out of prison to get back to normal life. Jackson said mostly these are blacks and Hispanics.
Despair and confusion that we found in Ferguson and we find in Staten Island is that when people are in a track where they really can't get back to all the American dreams, it begins to do something to their spirit and their soul.
Jackson also wants part of the already passed Second Chance Act to be used. It funds halfway houses, boot camps, and drug and alcohol programs that would shorten the time released prisoners spend in the criminal justice system. T.D. Jakes called on faith leaders to tackle the problem.
I just said to them that I believe that the recent headlines and all the turmoil and all the unrest, that some of the responsibility must rest on us. If we who are reasoned do not speak, then those who have no voice will cry out in ways that are detrimental to the welfare of the nation.
Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., echoed Jakes's words that the church's involvement was now needed to help solve the racial strife of recent months. On the day that would have been her father's 86th birthday, she recalled her father's marches in the 1960s.
We always have to remember that the movement was not a group of civil rights leaders. It was a group of pastors who came together and made a commitment to unite and to fight these social injustices in the South.
James Robeson, whose Life Today TV ministry broadcasts out of Fort Worth, joined this group too. He demanded not only reforms to the criminal justice system, but more involvement by business leaders.
I will not be silent until the creators of wealth understand they have a gift from God, and that gift is to be passed on and to benefit the people who never had a chance.
As T.D. Jakes summed it up, and with support from all the others, including former U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young, it's time for pastors to take a national lead in solving these problems, and he said, this is just the first step. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Now to another challenge for Americans, access to education. President Obama unveiled a plan last week to make 2 years of community college free for students who can keep their grade point averages at 2.5 or higher. That's big news for students, of course, and it could have a huge impact on the colleges themselves. Joe May is the chancellor of the Dallas County Community College District. He sat down with Vice President of News Rick Holter to talk about what this could mean for North Texas in our Friday conversation.
Joe May, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Let's start with the president's plan. How big an impact will this have on your schools?
Let me tell you, this is huge because it really is not about colleges or institutions. It's about addressing the very real problems that exist all across America today. And that's how do we have the type of educated population that we need to compete in a global society, to support our local communities, and to make sure that every single American has the opportunity to succeed by having a middle-class wage job. And that's really what this announcement is all about. And it puts community colleges right in the center of being that solution.
The feds would spend about $60 billion on this over 10 years. What do you say to critics who say that's way too much?
You know, as we look at what's going on with the economy right now, it's clear we've got to do something differently. We see more people with degrees at any time in history, and yet we're stagnant. And one of the barriers—
Stagnant in terms of—
In terms of growth. We're not seeing the types of completion, degrees, awards that we need to be seeing. And I think part of the challenge is that throughout most of our history, higher education has been perceived as something for the elite. Mm-hmm. Today, it has to be for everyone. Today, without some education beyond high school, 70% of Americans are not going to be able to achieve a middle-class wage job.
Under this proposal, a quarter of the expenses are supposed to be picked up by states. And Texas has a bit of a history recently of not entering into those kind of collaborations with the federal government. I'm thinking of the Affordable Care Act specifically and Medicaid money. What makes you think that this could be different?
I think this is different for a couple of reasons. One, employers throughout the state of Texas are telling me and telling elected officials they can't find the people that they need to compete in today's workforce and today's economy. At the same time, we're seeing individuals lose their middle-class wage jobs, go into poverty at a much higher rate than we're even seeing the population growth. So we've got a disconnect going on where there are people, literally tens of thousands, that want great-paying jobs. Companies can't find the workforce that they need. And more than any other initiative that I've seen in recent history, this is about broadening the tax base. This is about having more people contribute to society. This is about giving them the skills so that they can keep good jobs right here in Dallas County and North Texas. We really have to go past, in many cases, not only what the costs are, but what are the long-term advantages of investing in education?
Before you moved to Dallas, you were president of the Louisiana Community and Technical College System for 7 years. How did that job compare to this one?
The difference is geographically that we were more diverse in Louisiana. But the big difference here is we're part of a booming economy. And not just in one or two sectors, but across a variety of areas, from healthcare expansions going on with new hospitals going up, business and industry with the location of State Farm and now Toyota coming into the area. Those are really big footprints that are going to have a tremendous impact on the economy. So it's up to us as the Dallas County Community College District to figure out how to partner.
Now, crucial question for a Texan who spent 7 years in Louisiana, gumbo or barbecue?
Oh, boy, I love both. But bring me a bowl of gumbo, and I'll take it any time.
Joe May, Chancellor of the Dallas County Community College District, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Mostly sunny skies in the forecast with a high of 63 today, overnight low around 40. Tomorrow's high up to 65. It's 35 degrees now in Dallas, 33 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.